You're listening to the Spark Radio Network, internet radio like you've never heard before. Innovation, creativity, and imagination are all said to begin with a spark. So fasten your seatbelt and take the ride of your life and listen for the spark.
You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Most writers and radio show hosts know that to connect with your fans, you need to do more than just write books or record the latest podcasts. There are many different elements that go into forming an online platform, but there are also many hidden traps. To make matters worse, solid advice on how to survive the muddy waters is scarce. In the book Hidden Traps, I talk about some of the important issues of working with an online platform, highlighting traps that could put your physical or internet security at risk or be harmful to your reputation. Are your social media posts just links with a few disjointed words making you look like someone who can't complete a sentence? Did your new website cost you more than you anticipated? Are you leaking your personal contact details across the web without even knowing it? Then you need Hidden Traps. Hidden Traps is now available in paperback and ebook from a variety of retailers, including Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Kobo. Visit blackwolfpublications.com for more details.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-553-8687. That's 800-553-8687. Again, 800-553-8687.
KLRN Radio has advertising rates available. We have rates to fit almost any budget. Contact us at advertising@klrnradio.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-783-0810 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-783-0810. Again, that's 800-783-0810.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-910-1370. That's 800-910-1370. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-1370.
Sometimes riders feel lost, unsure why a passage may not be working. It takes another set of eyes to help us nurture our writing into full maturity. At Black Wolf Editorial Services, we strive to enable writers to develop and grow, offering manuscript critiques and line edits through a mentoring editorial style. We also offer assistance on generating a writer's bio for your websites. Black Wolf Editorial Services, nurturing your writing into maturity. For a full list of services, visit blackwolfeditorial.com.
You're listening to the Spark Radio Network, internet radio like you've never heard before. Innovation, creativity, and imagination are all said to begin with a spark. So fasten your seatbelt and take the ride of your life and listen for the spark.
Swinging for the fences, it's like this heart is defenseless against a passion that's pumping through my veins. Blood, sweat, tears, it's a calling, and if I can't walk, then I'm crawling. It might flicker, but they can't kill the flame.
Hello, America. This is Rick Robinson. We are live right now on KLRNradio.com. You are about 60 seconds away from the beginning of the America Off the Rails show, where we do this thing usually every Monday through Thursday at 11 p.m. Eastern. I know, it's been kind of a weird schedule lately because in between being sick and dealing with tooth issues and now allergies and trying to get back into the swing of things, we have not been as consistent as we have been in the past. We are working on fixing that for you now, though, so we're going to work on trying to, I don't know. I may actually table the Monday show and then maybe do like an early show on Friday or something, because Monday is like my worst day at the day job, and I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud at this point. Anyway, we are about 60 seconds away from the beginning of the show. We have lots of stuff to talk about, most of which involves liberal tears and how great they taste and their gnashing of teeth and their sky is falling syndrome. I'm getting really, really tired of it. I don't know about you guys. We got lots of stuff to talk about, though, so what do you say we officially get this thing started here in just about a minute? We'll be right back.
Tractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-783-0810 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-783-0810. Again, that's 800-783-0810.
Keep on doing what you do, Rick. You're my favorite host.
Favorite host.
I'm going off the rails on a crazy train.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Hello, America. Welcome to the program. I am Rick Robinson, your host of the America Off the Rails show. We are live right now on KLRNradio.com, where liberty and reason still reign. Unless you're a liberal, that you've lost all sense of liberty, you have no reason at all. They have completely well, I can't say it without breaking FCC regulations, but let's just say they no longer, well, I guess I can. We'll just have to get creative and make it an Okie slang kind of thing. They seem to have lost their mud, ladies and gentlemen, is a nice way to put it. They are completely freaking out. Let me make it easy for you. So for those of us on our side of the argument, if you're trying to have a conversation with liberals right now, let me give you a bit of a cheat sheet, because this is the questions that they're coming at us with right now. Why did President Trump scuttle the Iran deal? Because Barack Obama's a moron, is your answer. Why did he back us out of TPP? Because Barack Obama is a moron. There's your answer. Why is he trying to renegotiate NAFTA? Because it was a terrible deal and Barack Obama's a moron. There's your answer. So pretty much anything the liberals throw at you lately, you might as well just respond with, because Barack Obama was a moron. Because they don't have any reason left anyway. The interesting thing about this, and we'll get into it in a little more detail in a few minutes, because we actually are going to go a little bit in depth into the Iran deal situation, but we've got a break coming up here in about 20 seconds or so. And I actually want to open with something that I think is funny for the next segment, so stay tuned for that. It's a surprise. Some of you know, some of you don't, but that's okay. But yeah, so we have this whole thing going on, and everybody, you know, the left has completely lost their mud. And they are shrieking, and there's gnashing of teeth, and everybody's screaming that the sky's falling. And oh, we have, and yes, I did check before. Station manager and management yells, this is covered by ASCAP. We have a special bumper music for tonight in honor of the situation that's going on. Some of you may recognize the song, some of you may not. If you don't, it just means you're not as old as we are. That's okay. So we're going to go ahead, in honor of the Iran situation, we do have new bumper music for tonight, probably for tonight only. We have something we're going to open up with very special when we come back. It's a flashback, so you've heard it before. But it's a great one, especially with the way they're all acting right now. So we'll be right back. This is America Off the Rails. I'm your host, Rick Robinson. Stay tuned.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-783-0810 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-783-0810. Again, that's 800-783-0810.
Shut your mouth,
shut it up,
Buttercup, leave us alone. poor, they just create more. And somehow, they'll vote for you again.
Hey, hey, hey.
Maybe, baby, try not to cry.
Hey, hey, hey.
Racial lines you try to divide.
Hey, hey, hey.
Every time we disagree, it's racist to you.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. You're a Jew.
Why don't you scream and pout? Incessant in circles you drone. So shut your mouth,
shut it up.
Buttercup, leave us alone. A trophy for sure, participant you adore. Not results, not hard to wonder why.
But
you elected a fool just because he seemed cool one term without casting votes.
Hey, hey, hey.
Baby, baby, you use Title IX.
Hey, hey, hey.
Place too high.
Hey, hey,
trigger
hey.
Words, use undeterred debates that you lose.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. You're too cool.
Why don't you scream and pout?
Scream and pout.
Buttercup, baby, will I get you down?
Get you down.
Little liberal clown, and then
worst of all,
you always call baby the state of birth. For you're feeling so hurt, and you do. So need the state, darling. Incessant in circles you drone. So shut your mouth,
shut it up.
Buttercup, leave us alone. You do. So we need to stay, darling. Incessant in circles you drone. So shut it up,
shut it up.
Buttercup, leave us alone.
And that, folks, actually, hang on, I forgot, this one just keeps playing, so hang on a second, I gotta kill something in the background here. I forgot, the playlist I have them on just keeps going, so, actually, I probably should have let that one play too, because Hillary's back in the news, of course, then again, so is Barack Obama. So we have lots of stuff to talk about, though, so I can't really just keep playing old great parodies. So we have our own house parody band. For those of you that may be new to the show, KLRN Radio has a group called the Third Rail Ramblers. They actually came over with JD and Stacy, who were regular hosts with us when I ran K98 Talk. They came over when we made the move to KLRN Radio. For now, they have tabled their show because JD's now being a mogul and out on the left coast running a charter jet business and making bank and just left the rest of us behind. Slacker. No, not really. But anyway, so we adopted the parody band. So Al and Beaker are the guys, the masterminds behind the Third Rail Ramblers. And they do have newer stuff. You can find a lot of it on our Spreaker account. You can also find them on SoundCloud by searching JD and Stacy. You'll find some of the archived Game On episodes, both pre and during their time with K98 Talk and eventually KLRN Radio, where we are now. And it really was a great show. I'm really hoping at some point they bring it back, but I understand that life gets in the way. That's the thing that a lot of you guys don't realize. This stuff that we do, it started as a passion. Some of us have found ways to monetize it a bit. Usually it's enough to maybe be able to hit a convention here and there and actually try to cross-promote and build things and make them a little bigger and better. But we don't make tons of money doing this. We do it because we love it, and we do it because we're actually trying to see about making the country a better place, and we're doing it because we're trying to make people understand at this point there are very drastic distinctions between those of us that are pro-Constitution and those of us that are pro-socialism or communism. And that is basically the distinction that only really needs to matter anymore, because at this point, unless we can find a way to hold the majorities that we have right now, and hopefully maybe even increase them a bit more, We're looking at what will likely be the end of America as we know it. And I don't say that lightly, and I'm not saying it out of hyperbole. I want you to look at the meltdown of the left on social media. Now, you will listen to people all day long that tell you that social media is not real life, and people need to quit taking it so seriously, and it's just a bunch of keyboard warriors, blah, 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 blah. Social media is a great barometer for how people are actually feeling. Because the thing that anybody with a psychology degree will tell you is you are a lot more brave when you don't have any type of accountability. You will actually say the things that you think more often because you are able to hide behind a facade and you can let the real you come out and nobody knows that it's you. So for people that keep saying social media isn't real and it's not that big a deal because it's just a bunch of keyboard warriors, you're actually seeing, in a lot of ways, real folks, because that's how they would treat you if they felt like they could get away with it. And that's one of the things that I've been trying to make people understand, is we're watching a microcosm on social media of what is happening in this country. The divides are real. We are in a legitimate cold civil war as of right now. The only reason it's not an actual civil war is because there hasn't actually been a declared shot fired. But I'm going to tell you that we are already in a civil war, and it is actually a hot war, because we have people all day long, every single day, that are going to war with our police officers. Now, I know, but Rick, not every police officer is a hero. No, not every teacher is a hero either, but you guys all lump them together and make them sound wonderful. I mean, how many news stories have we seen lately where teachers are sexting with kids? I mean, I just saw a news story the other day. 34-year-old teacher convinced a 16-year-old boy's father to sign on a marriage license. The only thing that got her in trouble was the fact that he was actually actively attending her school, because since 16 was the age of consent, if she was a teacher in another school, there would have been nothing anybody could do because the father signed off on the marriage license. I'm telling you, we have lost touch with who we are. We have no moral compass anymore. We have no touchstones. We're all living for the next 15 seconds of feeling good while we bash the crap out of somebody. And I will freely admit that there are times when I enjoy unloading on people on social media a lot more than I should. I actually been doing it for most of the last 2 days. As soon as the liberals and the leftists and the crazies started coming out. Because the funny thing is, you heard all these people that were up until now completely opposed to the Iran deal. And now that it's been scuttled, they're telling us how Donald Trump's going to make us glow in the dark. The thing about it is, they've been saying that since November 9th, 2016. It's now May 9th, 2018, and I still don't glow in the dark. All right, well, as you can hear from that sound, it's about time for us to take another break. This is America Off the Rails. I'm your host, Rick Robinson, back in about 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-910-1370. That's 800-910-1370. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-1370.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-783-0810 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-783-0810. Again, that's 800-783-0810.
Folks, welcome back to the program. This is America Off the Rails. I'm your host, Rick Robinson. We are live. I want to give a quick shout out to the affiliates. We are also available on the Lanterns Radio Network every Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern. Also available on Tuesdays and Thursdays over there as well. An extra showing on 1 p.m. Eastern. Then available on the weekends also as well over there at 8 a.m. Eastern. Available on the AMFM247.com network every Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific. Also, that kind of covers the East Coast side of things. So on the left coast, West Coast, we're also available on the weekend, CRNDigitalTalk.com. That puts us into California, and also between those two channels every weekend, we are usually into about 12.5 million homes. That's all thanks to you guys who take the time to listen, because if not for you guys, I would have stopped doing this a long time ago. I have been plugging away at this now for nearly a decade, and every time I think it's getting to the point where it's about to take off, the rug kind of comes out from under it a bit. I take a breather, we take a run at it again. That's because you guys are the reason I keep doing it. Like I said, I do this mainly for free. Right now, I basically break even because I have to pay for airtime in some of these places, so I'm making enough to usually cover the airtime. Maybe occasionally take the wife to dinner. There's a lot of time and hard work that goes into this stuff. So I'm going to say this because I have people that hit me up in DM all the time because they see me pushing for sponsors. They're like, you seem like you've really found a way to make money at this. You got to tell me what to do. Never, not to sound like Tim Allen from what was the name of that movie? I know it's right there. Anyway, I can't think of the name of the movie now. Anyway, it was the campy kind of comedy version of Star Trek where the dude was like the washed up William Shatner and going to conventions and stuff. Anyway, the cheesy line from the movie or the TV series was "Never give up, never surrender." That was his catchphrase. That's honestly the only way that I can tell you that you're ever really going to be able to do anything with this. First of all, you really, really, really got to like it. Secondly, at some point you got to decide that you love it. Thirdly, you just can't ever stop. And it's got to not be about the money, because I've seen so many people that have come in, they've taken a good run at it for 6 months to a year, they didn't become the next Rush Limbaugh, and they're just, yeah, I'm out, I'm done. It didn't take off the way that I expected it to. And that happens on both sides of the argument. And that's one of the reasons why I always talk about this whole generation that we're in now, where everything has to be wrapped up, not counting commercials, in 42 minutes or less. Your TV dinner or your heated up dinner or your takeout dinner better be on your TV tray within 3 minutes or less. Nobody's got the patience to put time in on anything anymore at all. And that's part of why we're losing. That's part of why Twitter is such a battlefield, because Twitter is this microcosm where it used to be, I believe it was 141 characters. Now it's like 282 or something. It's long enough that the people that have been on Twitter for the longest time were like, why did you do that? But it's short enough that basically you're getting your news in snippets and bites, and usually you got to click on a link to get to an actual story. And it's because we are the ADHD generation. Whether we want to admit it or not, that's the catchphrase. It has been now since the 90s. Yeah, if you can't get somebody's attention, I mean, look, I do marketing on the side as in trying to make it my living. One of the things that I figured out a long time ago in between trying to market this stuff and the other shows that I produce and the entire station that I'm part of, the network that I'm part of, I mean, there's all kinds of things that are going on behind the scenes. But the thing that I've been trying to make people understand, if you can't get somebody on the hook within 30 to 45 seconds, you are done. That is the amount of time that you have to be able to get somebody on the hook and have them paying attention, or you're done. It's either that or you're going to have a core group of listeners that come in and they're going to be faithful and they're going to tune in. That's where we are right now. I get most of my listeners from the affiliates, and I understand that. I don't mind that. My live listeners that we do on KLRNradio.com, you guys are a core group. You are always there. You don't like to hang out in the chat, but you usually interact with me on Twitter or other places. And I don't care. The fact of the matter is, you guys are the reasons why I do this. Whether you're listening live, Memorex, podcast, however you choose to listen, none of that matters to me. It's just the fact that you are listening. And after watching the liberal reaction in the news cycle for the last couple of days, you guys and shows like this and other people that are really trying to help make a difference instead of just make a buck, you're like, well, your show's commercialized as hell. What do you mean you're not trying to make a buck? I have to commercialize it. The other networks want it that way because their plan is to hopefully eventually get it to the point where I have enough sponsors to fill 3 hours and then they're going to help me syndicate. So yeah, at some point I plan on doing this to make money. It's not going to happen right away. I don't know if I'll ever get there. I mean, I've had station managers that I've worked with before when I was on the station out of Philadelphia, and he basically called me the next Rush Limbaugh. I've had that happen here locally when I've sat in with people. But I don't know if they're just talking smack. I mean, you got to understand, guys. I don't do it for the accolades. I don't do this because I want to be rich. I want to make a living at it, don't get me wrong. I would really, really love to be able to just be like, you know, this is what I'm going to do all day, every day, and I'm going to pay my bills at it. And if I get there, that'll be great. If I don't, at least I know I tried. But at the same time, I'm still trying to make a difference. And that's the part that I'm trying to get everybody to understand. Because we have all these different moving parts and things that are going on behind the scenes. If you're not doing this to make a difference, then stop. That's why all of this was started. This wasn't started to make anybody money. This wasn't started to build somebody's retirement nest egg. This was started to make a difference. And if you are not in this to make a difference, then just stop. Because you are likely never going to be the next Rush Limbaugh or the next Laura Ingraham or whoever your idol is. But you can use your talents and your time to make a difference. And if that's what you're trying to do, then more power to you. If you're doing this because you all of a sudden think you're going to be a millionaire, just turn off now, stop your accounts, however you broadcast, it's pointless. Because you're probably never going to get there. I'm not telling you to give up. I'm just being honest. And the reason I bring this up, because right now everybody's like, what the hell is he even talking about right now? This has nothing to do with the show, this isn't politics, but it is. Because that's the difference between those of us that are willing to take a seat at the big boy table and those of us that are still sitting at the kid table screaming and yelling and weeping and gnashing our teeth and screaming that the sky is falling is realizing that things are not going to change overnight. They are not going to get better overnight, and we have to put in the work to make sure that they do change for the better. Whether you're building a business, whether you're working on a hobby, whether you're out knocking on doors for somebody that you want to put in office. Whatever it is that drives you, you have to put time into it to make it work. You don't have a choice. This isn't turnkey reality. Everybody wants it to be turnkey reality. That's not how this works. And part of that is because we have this video game generation now. And I know there are people that make hundreds of thousands of dollars a year or more playing video games. But what's the likelihood that that's going to happen? Can it happen? Yes. And if I had known it could have happened, then way back in the day, I would have told my dad to shut the hell up when he told me that playing video games wasn't ever going to get me anywhere in my life. But back then, nobody knew it was ever going to be anything like what it is right now. Back then, this wasn't even possible. When I had my first dreams of doing radio, the only thing that really existed were disc jockeys. And the only reason I didn't pursue a career in radio from the jump was because my dad had me convinced that there was no money in radio. I used to spend hours on the weekends. Anytime that I wasn't outside playing, I was, when it became possible for, you know, because we had the boom boxes, and usually what I'd wind up doing is for hours I'd be sitting in a room with one of the dual tape deck boom boxes, and I would be recording myself talking on one end, one deck, and then using the other deck to play music, and I would actually go through and I would put together like mixtapes that I would play while I was playing DJ, and I did that for hours. If you used to do that as a child and you've always wanted to do this, then now is the time for you to at least take a shot. But only if you're going to do it because you love it, and only if you're going to do it because you want to try to make a difference, or even if you want to just play music. You know what? There's plenty of places now where you can actually even get ASCAP and VMI licensing and just start your own music broadcast. And if that's what you want to do, great. I'm not saying everybody has to do talk radio. But what I am saying is we need to find out what it is that drives us, what it is that makes us better. Or as Melania Trump put it earlier this week, what is it that's going to make us be best? You know, everybody made fun of her for that, but I was quite impressed with what she said. Because it was really simple, very clear, very concise, and very true. But I'm really, really long on this segment, so we're going to have to take a break. When we come back, more about liberal weeping and gnashing of teeth, because it's everywhere. Special Prosecutor Mueller got slapped down earlier this week. We have North Korean prisoners back on American soil for the first time in a long time. They're actually scheduled to be on the East Coast by about 2 a.m. Eastern, I believe. President Trump, I do believe, actually still plans on meeting them in person. So for those of you who are wondering, you know, back in the day when they used to do those, who do you want answering the phone at 3 a.m.? Apparently President Trump, because the dude obviously never sleeps. All right, so we'll be right back. I'm really, really long. I gotta stop talking now.
Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not the government. So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Liberty HealthShare is founded on the idea that most people truly want to help one another. Healthcare sharing allows members to do just that as a true community that supports one another in times of need. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Freedom from guilt or doubt about how your money is used. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do and join a community of like-minded people. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back the control of your health care while helping those around you. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY. Again, that's 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or you can check them out at libertyhealthshare.org. Again, that's libertyhealthshare.org.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm. But even then, he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-910-1370. That's 800-910-1370. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-1370.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 $3 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-783-0810 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-783-0810. Again, that's 800-783-0810.
For those of you wondering about the bumper music tonight, it's only because he says I ran like 14 million times and it makes liberals scream right now. All right, so anyway, back to the program. So before we went to break, we were talking about Mueller and the fact that he got a bit of a smackdown. Apparently, this isn't the first time, though, because I'm actually reading some headlines now that talk about him being slapped down. Now a second judge, and this is from 3 days ago, so I guess this was the one that I heard about, but apparently this has happened before. Second judge slaps Mueller down, transcript obtained of judge ripping Mueller case, and another judge rejects special counsel motion. On Friday, May 4th, 2018, A&P highlighted some choice quotes by federal judge T.S. Ellis, aimed at one of special counsel Robert Mueller's prosecutors during a hearing for a motion to dismiss by Paul Manafort, where the judge accused the special counsel's office, DOJ, of lying to the public. In their initial announcement laying out the parameters and scope of what Mueller was allowed to investigate, the judge also called them out on their attempt to grab unfettered power and other highly critical comments aimed towards how the team that Mueller has been leading has conducted themselves. This has not been a good week for the liberals, ladies and gentlemen. Actually, the last couple of weeks have just been, it's all kind of imploding all around them. I mean, you go to CNN and they're still talking about Stormy Daniels. Look, I'm going to be honest with you about the whole Stormy Daniels thing, and I hope this is the last time I have to bring it up, but unfortunately CNN is not going to make that likely. It's 11 years ago. I don't care what a private citizen was doing in his bedroom or with whom, as long as they were consenting adults 11 years ago. That doesn't matter. He's the president now, and I didn't even vote for the man. I was one of the people that was most adamantly opposed to him getting the nomination. I voted for Cruz in the primary. I changed parties and voted Libertarian because I didn't think Trump would be able to beat Hillary Clinton, and I was trying to make sure that we had viable options for the future. I was wrong. He won. I still honestly don't know how he won, but he won. I can tell you, though, that it was not Russia. Look, folks, for everybody that keeps going back to the Nixon era situation and saying, well, it took them years and years and years of investigating. Dude, that was during a time of analog. This is the digital age. You can find anything on anybody, usually in about 30 seconds, if you know how. I know this because I used to be a private investigator. I'm not a private investigator anymore. You know why? Because unless you're a really high-profile private investigator, you get some really big clients, you don't make money anymore because we're in the information age. You can find what you're looking for if you know how, and it's not even hard. You don't believe me? There was a guest I had on a while ago named Judy Sheeks. She actually wrote a book, How the Bleep Did You Find Me? She actually is an investigator, And she actually gives you all kinds of ways to protect yourself from people that can pretty easily find you now in that book. So I encourage you to pick that up. But at the same time, I'm just proving a point here. If there was something here, they probably would have already found it. If there was something here, they wouldn't keep trying to find a way to get Trump to say something stupid so they can have a gotcha moment on something else. This has been my issue with the special prosecution the entire time. Because let's not forget, when this was happening with the Clintons, they didn't get him for what they went after him for. They got him because he wasn't smart enough to plead the fifth because he'd had extramarital relations inside the Oval Office. Now, why a licensed, at that point, attorney who had passed the bar, who went through law school 101, and every freshman law student knows that you should plead the fifth, why he didn't do that, I don't know. I've given you my opinion on that before, so I'm not going to go over it again. But here we are talking about the same things over again, because this is what the liberals like to do. I saw Cuomo, you know, brother of Doofus in New York, screaming about how with under Trump's direction, judges and courts are being stacked with conservative judges and it's not fair. It is. So what, you're mad because we're finally figuring out how to play by your rules? Because for how many years have you been stacking liberal judges? That's part of what we've been trying to fight. That's part of one of the things that I like about Trump is he's actually playing the game your way and you don't like it. Now, there are things about the way he's playing the game that I don't like. This does not happen to be one of them. Because the simple fact of the matter is I think we need more constitutionally minded judges. I think we need more constitutionally minded senators and congressmen. I think we need a come to Jesus moment in this country when it comes to the Constitution because nobody follows it anymore because nobody knows what the hell it is. Ask a 21-year-old when the last time they read the Constitution was. Ask a 19-year-old when the last time they read the Constitution was. Ask them when the last time they read a non-digital version of a Constitution. You know what scares me about the youth of today? None of them know how to write cursive anymore. Now, that's a kind of an interesting little anecdote for you and I, because my wife and I joke all the time that, you know, when the kids finally get tired of us and put us in a home, we're going to be able to use cursive to talk crap about the nurses, and they're not going to know what we're talking about. Now, that's a funny story, but there's a reason cursive is important. Because what are all of our founding documents written in? If they stop you from being able to read the original documents, how are you going to know when they change them? This is why elections are important. This is why elections matter. We have people behind the scenes trying to fundamentally transform this country. Barack Obama told us as much. That's why they are flipping out right now. Because everything that he has done to bring this country to a screeching halt has been reversed almost completely within 18 months. It took Barack Obama 8 years to get us to the point where we were just about to our knees. The military was stripped to the point where we were having accidents all the time. Everybody talks about the accidents and how often they were happening. The different, you know, the collisions and the crashes and all these different things. That's because our military was dilapidated to the point where they were actually having to go into junkyards and get parts from dinosaur planes to keep things running. Because we're in a war on multiple fronts while they're slashing the military budget. Because every time a Democrat's in office, they slash the hell out of the military budget. Now, say what you want, but while we're actively involved in campaigns, we really probably shouldn't be slashing the military budget. Because let's not forget, Barack Obama said, yeah, when I become president, I'm going to bring everybody home from Iraq, and then I will bring home everybody from Afghanistan. Let me be clear. These wars will end on my watch. Except they didn't. We're still there. In some capacity or another. That is another reason why I'm starting to like President Donald J. Trump. Whether you like what he does or you don't, the man is keeping his promises. He told us, every single Republican who ran on that stage, all 20 million of them in 2016, told us they were going to remove us from the Iran deal. Every single one of them ran on it, one of them won, and now he's done it. Now, whether you like the fact that he's pulled us out of the Iran deal or not, that's up to you. You'll have to do your own research. What I've seen of it, I don't like it. So I'm glad we're out of it. And we're actually going to talk about that a little bit. I'm not going to do that too much because my plan is we're going to do a late night off the rails on Friday night. I hope to have our international expert, Jessica Sanders, on with us that night so we can actually kind of delve into this a bit more. Because if I don't know enough about the policy, what I like to do is try to have experts around me that do. She happens to be our international expert, and she's actually done a couple of shows on this already. So I hope to have her with us. We're going to take a break. This one's going to be a bit weird because I kind of blew through one, so we're going to make one kind of a bit longer than usual. So we'll be back in about 4 minutes, and this will be a combination of a network and a station break for those that need to do some editing behind the scenes for the affiliates. We'll be right back.
Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not the government. So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your healthcare? Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Liberty HealthShare is founded on the idea that most people truly want to help one another. Healthcare sharing allows members to do just that as a true community that supports one another in times of need. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their healthcare. Freedom from guilt or doubt about how your money is used. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do and join a community of like-minded people. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back the control of your health care while helping those around you. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY. Again, that's 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or you can check them out at libertyhealthshare.org. Again, that's libertyhealthshare.org.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm. But even then, he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-910-1370. That's 800-910-1370. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-1370.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-783-0810 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-783-0810. Again, that's 800-783-0810.
A beam of light comes in.
folks. Welcome back. Well, believe it or not, we're just about out of time, but this gives me the last segment. There's really something that I want to talk about because it's really, really, really annoying to me. So this is the first time, actually, that a longstanding tradition that actually was put forth, I believe, by Washington has been broken, and that is President Barack Obama openly criticizing his predecessor. Is that the right word? Successor, sorry. Which he's been doing all over Twitter for the last couple of days. Look, man, I get it. You thought you were the best president ever, but you sucked. I'm not saying that because of the color of your skin. I really, really wish you'd have done a good job. You were the first African-American president, and you sucked. What did you do? The African-American unemployment numbers are the lowest they've been in history under President Donald Trump, not you. The Hispanic African-American, this Hispanic unemployment numbers are lower than they've been in history under President Donald Trump, not you. President Donald Trump has gotten Korea to the peace table, not you. President Donald Trump, through Mike Pompeo and some really staunch negotiations, just brought three people home safe and sound. You brought home one that died a few days later. Sit down, shut up, and enjoy your retirement. The Iran deal was a joke. If you thought it was the best thing ever, which apparently you thought everything you touched was supposed to become the best thing ever, then what you should have done was done a treaty, as required by law. For those of you that are everywhere else in the world, we do not have a monarchy. Our president cannot unilaterally decide to make long-standing agreements with foreign powers. Those are called treaties. They have to be approved and ratified by our Senate. This was not. That makes it an executive agreement, which means it is subject to the whim of the next administration. This administration decided that deal was crap, because it was. But for those of you that don't know what I'm talking about, I want to draw your attention to something. Within 30 seconds of Donald Trump saying that we were officially out of the Iran deal, all of a sudden Iran was all over the place saying, that's great, that's fine, we'll have nuclear material within 3 weeks. If we were supposed to be stopping them from getting this material in the first place, how in the hell, if this deal was such a great thing, are they going to have the material available within 3 weeks? Why is it that we take a position of appeasement with countries that are chanting about wanting to kill us? So we have a president who decides to actually keep his promises, and now everybody's melting down. Even the people that were opposed to this deal, even on the left who were opposed to this deal, are now like, oh my God, we're all going to die because Donald Trump backed us out of the Iran deal. Never mind the fact that I said it sucked 5 seconds ago, because now that we're out of it, it was the best thing ever, and he should have never messed with Barack Obama's legacy. Barack Obama doesn't have a legacy. He has a legacy of meh. Because he tried to bring a socialized medicine and failed. He tried to weaken us to the point where we couldn't recover, and he's failed. I mean, sir, it's just this simple. If you are not going to exit stage left and leave us alone, then I have no choice but to start calling you out at every turn. Because you are not following decorum. You are no longer a sitting president, therefore I no longer have to follow decorum. You are a socialist and a snake and a liar. And I'm done being nice. I never wanted to see you fail while you were in office, because when you failed as our president, that means our country failed as a whole. But now that you are shrieking that this president needs to fail, you, sir, need to go away. That is not your place. You had your time. You had a chance to do things the right way when it came to DACA. You chose not to. When it came to the Iran deal, you chose not to. In your own words, sir, elections have consequences. Sit down, shut your pie hole, and let the adults fix the mess you made. Because it really is just that simple. If you are going to continue to remain in the public stage and badmouth a sitting president, then I will now consider you an enemy of America. And I will treat you accordingly. Because you are not acting in the best interests of this nation. I don't think you honestly ever have acted in the best interests of this nation. Your behavior is proving that you've never acted in the best interest of this nation. You acted as an egomaniacal maniac, crazy person. And I'm done. It doesn't matter if you like what he's doing. He won the election. All right, that's going to do it for this particular episode of America Off the Rails. I am your host, Rick Robinson. We will be back tomorrow night for a double shot of Jen and Rick. That's right, we actually are doing the two for tomorrow night because I didn't do one Tuesday because allergies have been killing me. Luckily, I've been taking the pills now for about 3 days, so I'm hanging in again. We will see you guys tomorrow night. Take care. God bless. And don't forget, pick up a nice big cup of liberal tears. Take a nice little swig. Trust me, they're great. They taste great, and they're less filling because these people are nuts and they're screaming. You might as well put the tears to good use. See you guys tomorrow night. God bless.
So in the middle of the madness, they can stretch me out like candy.